Cattle futures continued higher on Thursday. Red meat production in July was record high for the month. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 23rd of August. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade remained largely undeveloped through Thursday afternoon, based on USDA reports. However, although too few to trend, there were some early dress sales in Nebraska at $170 to $178 a hundredweight, which was $2 lower to $6 higher than last week. There were also a few dress trades in the Western Corn Belt at $178, which was $6 to $8 higher than the previous week. Despite more pressure in lean hogs, cattle futures on Thursday took another measured step closer to where they were before the Tyson fire. Live cattle futures closed an average of 84 cents higher, from 40 cents higher at the back to $2.30 higher in spot August at close to $105. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 82 cents higher. Wholesale beef values were lower on choice and steady on select, with light to moderate demand and light offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice boxed beef cutout value was $2.46 lower Thursday afternoon at $239.28 hundredweight. Select was 21 cents higher at $215.91. Corn futures closed fractionally higher, while soybean futures closed mostly 3 to 4 cents lower. Calves and especially feeder cattle continued to trade steady to mostly higher, sharply higher in some cases, at the weekly Thursday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. For instance, feeder steers sold $2 to $5 higher at Woodward Livestock Auction in Oklahoma, where there are 2,889 head on offer. Feeder heifers weighing less than 750 pounds sold $3 to $4 higher, and then steady at heavier weights. A higher undertone was noted for steer calves, while heifer calves sold steady to a dollar higher. At Winter Livestock Auction in Pratt, Kansas, feeder steers weighing 800 to 950 pounds sold $7 to $10 higher, and feeder heifers there weighing 700 to 750 sold $7 to $9 higher. There are 2,618 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices closed narrowly mixed Thursday, with investors apparently content to wait for the much-anticipated speech from Fed Chairman Jerome Powell on Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 49 points higher, the S&P 500 closed a point lower, and the NASDAQ was down 28 points. Commercial red meat production in July was record high for the month at 4.59 billion pounds, which was 8% more than the same time last year, according to USDA's monthly livestock slaughter report released yesterday. Keep in mind, there is an extra weekday in July this year. That total included beef production for the month of 2.36 billion pounds, which was 6% more than last year. Average steer carcass weight for July was 866 pounds, which was 4 pounds less than the same time a year earlier. The average carcass weight for heifers was 796 pounds, which was 7 pounds less than the previous year. Total cattle slaughter in July was 2.90 million head, which was 120,600 head more than the same month last year. For January through July, commercial red meat production of 31.4 billion pounds was 3% more than the same period last year. Accumulated beef production was 1% higher, while pork production was up 5%. Turning to meat in cold storage, total pounds of beef in freezers as of July 31st were 12% more than the previous month, but 6% less than the previous year, according to the monthly USDA cold storage report. Frozen pork supplies were down 3% from the previous month, but were 9% more than last year. Total red meat supplies in freezers were up 3% from the previous month and up 1% from last year. Total frozen poultry supplies were 2% more than the previous month, but 4% less than a year earlier. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 23rd of August. You can always find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmal. Thanks for listening.